China's Ministry of National Defense has slammed an article against the Chinese People's Liberation Army by the U.S. Secretary of Defense. Mark Esper claimed that China's military does not serve the country or the Constitution. A spokesperson for the ministry says the article groundlessly distorts the Chinese Army's image to play up the Chinese military threat. He says the Chinese military has made great contributions to protecting people's lives and property, contributing to disaster relief and economic construction. The spokesperson adds that the Army has also been actively taking part in international peacekeeping activities, as well as global cooperation to fight against COVID-19. He also says the Chinese military will continue to contribute to peace, security, and prosperity. Hainan Province has established its first special fund for helping local scientific and technological research enterprises. Hainan Equity Investment Fund Management and three other institutions have invested 200 million yuan in the fund. The Provincial Department of Science and Technology also signed strategic cooperation agreements with Bank of China and Postal Savings Bank of China to improve the core competitiveness of small and medium-sized scientific and technological enterprises. The Hainan branch of Bank of China will provide 3 billion yuan of credit support for Hainan high-tech SMEs in the next 3 years. Postal Savings Bank's Hainan branch will provide 5 billion yuan of credit support for major technological projects and technology enterprises in the next 5 years. The Hainan Provincial Science and Technology Department expects that the growth rate of high-tech enterprises will exceed 50% this year. The World Tourism Cities Federation has released an action plan on the recovery and revitalization of tourism amid COVID-19. It estimates that the number of global international tourists in 2020 will fall by around 80% from last year, and global tourism revenue will slump by over $1 trillion. China and the World Health Organization have launched an initiative to fight against global health threats. It calls on all parties to share experiences and practices in pandemic prevention and control. Xu Jianguo with the Chinese Academy of Engineering says there should be a change in analyzing outbreaks. WHO representative in China, Gordon Galea, also stresses the importance of international exchanges and cooperation against global health threats. The initiative was launched at the Beijing International Conference for Public Health Cooperation, one of the events of the ongoing China International Fair for Trade and Services. Recent public polls indicate that most Germans are satisfied with the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is despite a protest by right-wingers in Berlin last week against the government's measures to curb the spread of the virus. Residents say the government promptly disseminated information about the virus when it hit Germany, and most people complied with coronavirus measures. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales has rejected the nomination of a U.S. official to preside over the Inter-American Development Bank. Mauricio Claver Caroni is a senior director of the U.S. National Security Council, a key architect of U.S. President Donald Trump's policy toward Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. Morales says that supporting the candidacy would be an attack against the interests of the country and a betrayal of the region. A team of salvage experts has arrived in Sri Lanka as they prepare to examine a stricken and abandoned supertanker off the coast. The fire that broke out in the New Diamond's engine room last week has been put out and the crew has been rescued. The ship is 40 kilometers off of Sri Lanka's east coast. The tanker has about 2 million barrels of crude oil on board, but officials say it's not in danger of spilling.